Boys and girls, my subject is Americanism. To explain to you what Americanism really is, I want to tell you about a poor little American boy who rose from rags to riches. That little boy became our 37th president, President Richard Milhouse Nixon. Kids, do you know who Thomas Jefferson handed our Declaration of Independence to when he finished it? Well, I'll tell you who. He handed it to a Mr. John Nixon. That Mr. John Nixon stood on the steps of Independence Hall and read our Declaration of Independence to the people. That was the very first time it was ever read in public. Now, all of you know about General George Washington's famous surprise crossing of the Delaware River on that cold, cold Christmas night in 1776, when Washington captured 900 enemies and lost only 4 Americans. But something I'll bet you didn't know is the fact that breaking through that icy river with his 2 bare feet right behind General George Washington came a Nixon. You know, sometimes I wonder just how and why some little boys grow up to be great Americans like Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Nixon. Not long ago, I read a book about Richard Milhouse Nixon's boyhood. That book said that young Richard's grandmother Milhouse told little Richard this: honesty, hard work, and always doing your very best are the most important things in your life. I guess that helps explain President Richard Milhouse Nixon. At 15, Richard often worked 16 hours a day in his father's little grocery store. But the job Richard liked best was being a barker at a rodeo. Young Richard would thrust out his slender chest and shout, "Ladies and gentlemen, walk right up, buy yourself a ticket, win a prize to the winners." Richard handed out hams and bacon. He watched people walk away proudly. In college, kids, following Grandmother Milhouse's advice, Richard worked so hard, the boys nicknamed him Gloomy Gus. Later on in our United States Senate, Richard Milhouse Nixon's spy chase led him to some very important papers stolen from our secret files in Washington. Senator Richard Milhouse Nixon actually found those important papers. Kids, you'd never guess where. So I'll tell you where. Senator Nixon found those important papers hidden, of all places, in a pumpkin on a farm in Maryland. Boys and girls, you've got to read that thriller. In our 1972 president election, Gloomy Gus the Boy Rodeo Barker turned landslide leader of America as president. He is now doing his very best to rid our country of crime and poverty. Yes, boys and girls, Richard Milhouse Nixon again thrusts out his mighty chest and roars, "Ladies and gentlemen, let me make this perfectly clear. Forget the welfare wagon. Walk right up. Take yourself a job and proudly take home the bacon." Thank you.